I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us is Zyla Foxlin, a YouTube contributor, influencer, construction nutcase. No,
I was saying, I was going to say construction guru.
Guru, yes.
Emphasis on the goo part.
Yes. You seem to work a lot in goo.
I do love me some goo. I was going to say, you get Digital Dave and Fast Eddie. What's my adjective?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. Pete and Paul. No, it has to be something with cedar stripping.
I was thinking Zippy Zyla.
Zippy Zyla. That's not bad. Only flies things under 85 horses, but Zippy Zyla.
Well, it's all relative, you know? I fly paramotor, okay? You can beat me.
Heck yeah.
And our legal department will be in touch with you about royalties.
All right. Deal.
We're going to ask you to pull closer to the mic there a little.
All right.
There, now we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now, you're building a peating pole.
I'm building a peating pole.
Did you always intend to cedar strip it, or did that light bulb go off in the middle of the night once?
I think I always intended to cedar strip it.
Okay.
I think that the charm of the peating pole is that it's like this quirky, zany airplane that you can kind of do whatever you want with.
Okay, you've got a white scarf then, right? Waiting?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
We'll see if it's still white by the time I finish the peating pole. But
yeah, no kidding. Now, I was watching the video where you stripped it, which... probably shouldn't say it like that, but anyway.
Professional stripper.
Yeah, exactly.
Making my Asian mom proud.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's go easy on that.
It looked like you were using Elmer's wood glue to glue the strips to each other.
Yes.
And then you're epoxying them and glassing them.
Yeah, so I cedar stripped it exactly the way that a canoe builder would do it, where the bond between each strip only has to hold it through like the sanding and finishing process, and then it actually all gets held together with fiberglass.
Oh, both sides.
Both sides.
Oh, okay, because I was wondering how you keep the moisture out of the wood glue.
Yeah. So all the strength is coming from that sort of like you get a really light material in the middle, and then you have a fiberglass sandwich.
Yeah.
So most composites.
Yeah, you almost made like a honeycomb panel kind of thing, a composite.
Exactly, but way prettier.
Oh my God, yeah, when you put the epoxy on and it lights up, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
And then I also noticed you're it's a two-step epoxy. You're using a penetrating epoxy.
Yes.
And then the finish epoxy, whatever you want to call it, bonding epoxy, structural epoxy.
No, it's all for fiberglassing. It's all one epoxy.
Right, but man, when you were gluing the members together, I was watching the tail feathers.
Yeah. So I really like a thickened epoxy. It's a lot stronger. You get every gap gets filled in that bond, and like this is why Resorcinol has sort of fallen out of favor, is that it cannot fill a gap whatsoever. It's very strong if you have the wood fibers perfectly matched. But gap filling is kind of like the modern thing. It's like the gold standard right now. So I always paint with a penetrating epoxy, and then for the bond, I'll go in with a little bit of thickened epoxy.
Now, do you have to get there before that penetrating epoxy is cured?
Yes.
Okay, so it only works while it's wet.
Yes.
Then they intermingle and do their thing, and they're all happy.
Because you want all those polymer chains to link together and wrap around the wood.
Chains.
That's today's big word.
Who invited Bill Nye on here?
Yeah.
Now, you know, the one consideration that I would have is weight. Because fiberglass and epoxy, you can add tons of weight and not even be aware of it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
So you're running around with a scale every other minute?
So this was like a big thing. As I was cedar stripping it, I got so much hate from the home built community where people were like, the peating pole is a tail heavy airplane already. Like people put them on their tails.
Nasty.
You can imagine Facebook.
Yeah.
So at the end of cedar stripping, I weighed all of the cedar strips. The turtle deck weighed in at under 5 pounds. It's about 4. The turtle deck weighed in at 3 pounds, and then each of the sides weighed in at 5. So super, super light. I think people don't realize, like, cedar is a very visually punchy wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really light. That's why boat builders love it so much.
It's a soft wood, yeah. So it's lots of air in it or something.
Its strength to weight ratio is really high. It's not quite as high as Sitka spruce, which is why people build airplanes out of Sitka spruce, but people will build boats out of Western red cedar for exactly this reason. And then I only use 1.5 ounce glass. It didn't need a lot, and I'm just really, really careful with the amount of epoxy you use. You can actually, like, you can mix the weight of the epoxy that you want and then just make it work over the course of your...
Yeah, just work it out.
Yeah. You just squeegee it out and roll it out.
Really thin, yeah.
When I heard that you were going to cedar strip the airplane with the fiberglass and everything, the first thing that occurred to me is weight.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm figuring...
She addressed that in the video, the hate.
Yeah, you know, you're going to build an airplane and you want to keep it as light as possible, but yet this construction method could be like adding lead to the frame.
But here's... So, obviously, we won't know until I'm done building it, but I have a suspicion, now that I have weighed everything, that my airplane will end up lighter than a painted airplane, because people can add...
Paint gets heavy.
Yeah, paint gets really, really
especially
heavy.
Especially when you just use that cheap latex crap.
Which is what most paint and pole builders do. Yeah, I've met paint and pole builders who've added 60 pounds in just paint.
Wow.
That's almost
as bad as a C5. The paint job on a C5 weighs 4,000 pounds.
You're also having a slight advantage over most pilots in that you're lighter weight yourself.
Yes, yeah. That is the other, I was sort of like, well, if it's 5 pounds more, I'm like 100 pounds less than the average.
Yeah, right.
Pilot,
so still ahead of the game.
It'll work out.
Nice.
So what engine are you going to be using in this?
Ooh, so last year you asked me this question, I didn't have an answer.
Yes.
This year,
uh-oh,
I have an answer.
Uh-oh. Turbofan.
Merlin engine. No,
I'm just
kidding.
Right.
It's going to be the world's fastest beat and pull.
Yeah.
I'm putting a C85 in it.
Okay. That's a pretty standard choice.
Pretty standard. It's most people go A65. A 65 horse is like kind of all you need for a Pete and Pole. But the 85 is the exact same engine I have on my 140.
Uh-oh.
I've been joking that it's fleet standardization.
Yeah, okay. I have all the parts, I have all the tools.
I already know how to fix it. I know how to work with it. And I really want to build one from scratch, like for the experience of it. So.
Have you gotten hooked into a shop yet that'll let you do that?
Yeah, I'm working with an AMP who's a good friend of mine, and we're it's really fun.
So you're not going the Model A Ford engine route?
No,
I'm not. Good. I live out west where it's really high DA all the time.
Yep,
there you go.
Yeah,
because the people that we know, they have a Model A Ford powered Pete and Pull, and on summer days it barely flies with
so
one
yeah.
On
we,
board.
Are we going to see you in the stall competition with it?
We were joking about this last night. My friend, we were watching it last night, and he was like, "You should put the Pete and Pull in this." And I was like, "If I had to land in front of this many people, I would cry." But you can compete with my Pete and Pull in this.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's funny.
What's the projected finishing date on this?
Well, it'll be Thursday. I don't know which Thursday, but it'll be
okay,
a Thursday.
Thursday. That's a good answer.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Maybe three. I really plan and hope to have it flying by the 2029 will be the 100-year anniversary of the Pete and Pole.
Oh, there's a goal.
There's going to be a lot of really good festivities around the Pete and Pole. It better be flying by then, hopefully earlier.
And yeah, hopefully earlier so you can get some time on it and be ready.
Right.
To do that Pete and Pole stole competition where all the Pete and Poles will try it.
Now, here's another question. Are you going to do the test flights on the airplane, or are you going to have a professional?
I am currently planning to do the test flights on it. I got my medical back, so now
yes,
I can fly.
We're fancy. Yay. We're glad to hear that.
Thank you. And I feel like...
And you already own a cool airplane.
Thank you. Yeah. I got to get some more stick time. My 140 has a yoke, but I think it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. And then they say once you fly, I've never flown a stick airplane, but they say you won't ever want to go back.
Yeah.
They say it's so much more natural.
It is fun. I'll give it that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not going to paint it. I guess it's going to be all clear coated.
It'll be varnished like a boat.
Oh, that's
sky gonna
be,
boat.
That's going to be pretty.
Hey, floats.
Pete and Pole on floats. We're just
take
discussing
a couple of your canoes.
How the Pete and Pole has a lot of drag. It's really tail heavy and underpowered. Let's put it on floats.
Let's put it on floats. There you go. That's natural progression.
It'd be interesting to say the least.
Are you going to put a BRS chute in it or anything like that?
Probably not.
Oh, come on.
Why would I need that?
I know. It doesn't go fast enough to kill you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've heard that.
I was like, every Pete and Pole person I know who has crashed their Pete and Pole has sort of like wandered out of the cornfield and been like, well, that sucks.
Start again.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's an interesting project. You have a YouTube channel that you're featuring this construction on, too.
Yep.
I do. Yes.
I caught one of your videos.
She's built so many different things.
I've caught one of your videos. You were working on the fuselage sides of the Pete and Paul. Now,
yep.
I haven't watched any other videos since then. How
yes.
far along are you?
So this
That's
year,
secret.
It's a secret.
We have to kill us again.
And my whole life is public.
Yeah, right.
Everything
right.
about my life is public. I've built the tail feathers as well. So I have like the rudder, the vertical stabilizer, horizontal stabilizer, and the elevator is done now. And I'm currently working on the wing ribs.
Oh boy. You're nice. Running out of shop space.
Yes. The advice that I was given was to start with the wing ribs and then do the tail and then do the fuselage. And I was like, well, but I want to do the fuselage. And now that I'm trying to store the fuselage, mm-hmm. I see the point.
Yes. Yeah, do the flat things first.
Do the flat things first.
You talked about the mistake in the plans on the rudder. The rudder's
yes.
too big.
It's such
That's
a famous
so
little it's such a famous little quirk, and people always joke, like when you walk around a ramp at a Pete and Paul fly-in, you can see who are the exact plans builder because the rudder is an
well,
eighth
I'm
inch
look
too
for
long.
That now.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
that I know that.
Wait a minute. Did you say an eighth inch too long?
No, no. I thought it was 5/8. It was quite large. Wasn't
is
it
5/8? Maybe it is 5/8. Maybe it is 5/8.
I think that's what
yeah.
you said, yeah.
Yeah.
Do people go around with tape measures checking
well,
these
obvious.
Things?
It's obvious.
Because it's not flush. It's like, it doesn't affect the performance of the airplane, but when you look at the tail, the rudder is just like a little bit too long.
It's
and it
lower
ca-
than the stabilizer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got yeah. you now. All right.
All right, anyway. We're out of time, unfortunately.
Yep. And
we've been speaking with Zyla Foxland about
Zippy
her
Zyla
pole.
Here.
Zippy Zyla.
Hey, we could use Zany Zyla. That works,
oh my
too.
Goodness.
That might be more appropriate.
yeah. I think I want to see that on your hat next year.
Yep. All right, Zany Zyla.
Zany Zyla.
I'm on
All
it.
Right, this
there
is Digital
go.
Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.